A small town in regional New South Wales is struggling in their water usage thanks to an infrastructure problem. The town of Cunnanbull, around 530 kilometres northwest of Sydney, has water restrictions and the community is unhappy about this situation. Besides the issue, the community is supporting each other in difficult times by supplying drinking water to the most vulnerable. To learn more about this issue, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with editor of Cunnanbull Times, Lee Connor, and asked how this situation evolved during the summer.
So Cunnanbull to town, the township itself is just under 3,000 people, and we have the Castlereagh River it's like an ephemeral river. It doesn't flow very often, so it's like a supplementary water source. So it's mostly dry, and at the moment it just looks like a bed of sand, but the water does flow underneath. So that's like a secondary supply. The township itself, for all its drinking and other water, relies on the water from the Great Artesian Basin. So the council has a number of bores that they use to extract that water. And so the water supply, in actual fact, is plentiful and very reliable. What's happened lately, though, is that the infrastructure that council uses to treat and distribute the water hasn't kept up with the demand. So as the temperatures got higher in that heat wave over the last couple of weeks, it put a lot of strain on council's water treatment plant. And in the end, the plant, you know, it didn't so much fail, but it couldn't cope. So they actually, first they asked people to refrain from using so much water. Then they restricted it, you know, the watering of gardens and things to the night period, you know, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. kind of thing. And then they put on very strict water restrictions and also then, when they could no longer use the water treatment plant to treat the water, they had to put out a boiled water alert, so people had to boil their drinking water.
So how is the community taking this news, and what does the community tell the Cunnanbull Times about this issue?
There was a lot of unhappiness about it on social media. I think, you know, it's a bit like there's two sides to every story. That, you know, if people were a bit more mindful of their water use, the plant would have coped a lot better. But having said that, you know, part of the feedback is that, you know, are we living in a third world country? Why isn't the infrastructure able to deal with these kind of peaks? Because, you know, Cunnanbull's a town that has, you know, hot periods every summer. It's not unusual for us to have a string of days, you know, above 40 degrees. So, I mean, the last week was particularly long, I guess, but it's not an unusual thing. And I think they're the questions that council are having to deal with now. But they did put some emergency things in place. So they gave out free bottled water. People could, you know, go and pick up slabs of bottled water. There were Good Samaritans around town who were taking that water to the elderly residents, and council also made available bulk water for, you know, watering special plants or veggie gardens or whatever from the local showground, and that water was out of the river. So, again, Good Samaritans with tanks on trailers were taking those around and watering older people's gardens and things, but so that's been pretty welcome. But and since then, council obviously has been dealing with the infrastructure issues, and I understand they've brought it. There's a third bore in town, and they've brought that online and now incorporating that into the system.
I've heard, I've read a little bit about the coverage that you're doing about this particular issue, and it looks like the community is supporting each other. In which ways they are supporting each other?
Yeah, well, as I said, you know, people got on social media and said, look, if anyone can't go and anyone needs bulk water and they don't have a way of getting it, you know, let us know. So the elderly residents were really well supported in that way. And people just looking after each other, you know, sharing whatever water they had. You know, a lot of the township too have rainwater tanks, so some people were actually, you know, okay for watering important plants and things like that, you know, keeping their dogs and horses and sheep and goats and things that are in backyards around here watered. So people sort of were looking out for each other pretty much. And in the meantime, you know, hopefully supporting the staff, the, you know, the water supply guys on council, because they've been working round the clock to try and fix the situation.
So you mentioned that the Shire Council is proactively doing something for the community to keep them, you know, with water resources and all that. Do we know if the New South Wales government is acting or will act to support the community on this issue?
Yeah, I'm not aware of that at the moment, but I'm pretty sure that the New South Wales government is aware of the situation here in Coonamble, and I understand that the mayor and general manager, you know, they have conversations with various ministers. So no doubt they're having those conversations about how to make sure that it's, you know, if we come out of it quickly and it hopefully doesn't happen again. You know, it's important to note that it is an infrastructure issue and not a water shortage issue. Some of the neighbouring areas don't have access to the Great Artesian Basin. It's a very precious and water source, and we are very fortunate to have it. And so, you know, our whole town and district are very protective of that water source. And, you know, but it is the infrastructure that has not kept up with the demand. It's not the water itself.
That was editor of Coonamble Times, Lee Connor, speaking to The Wise, Eduardo Jordan.